to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maji.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
So it's the first time we record late on a Sunday night so we can catch the win of Big Brother for you guys.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to react next week. It'll be old news by then, you know?
Yeah.
So we're actually watching the show live as it is right now. So far, Trixie has been voted out. Oh. And Didi has been voted out.
Yes.
Didi.
So there's only four left now. And they're all big contenders, eh? Anyone can take it, eh?
Anyone.
Because Bravo B's got the Bingla Nation. You know they vote in numbers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they come in numbers.
There's Q, he's an underdog.
Yeah.
There's Liyema, she's got a big following.
Ah.
There's Tandega. If she doesn't win, there's going to be a heartbreak there in my household. Everyone's going to be
you guys rooting. It's a household, Tandega household.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I promise you, if Tandega doesn't win, bro, you must see social media, bro. It's going to be carnage.
Ne?
Absolute carnage.
People must vote, bro. We've seen this before. Noise on social media, noise, and then people don't vote.
Yeah.
Just vote.
Yeah.
Stop tweeting about a person and just vote.
Yeah.
Bro, when during your season, were you part of the five, like now when they're doing...
Yes, man.
On the last day, ne?
Yeah.
So what's going through their minds around, currently, like the housemates inside?
You're making plans for the man. That's actually what you are making plans for the man. Because the votes are in.
Yeah.
And it's done.
Yeah.
And yeah. You're making plans for the man. And you're like, we'll see.
And when you get called out and you see all those people, like you've been in the house for like 2 months, you see all those people, it's crazy, you know?
It's a weird feeling, bruh.
Nah.
Like, yeah, because you're literally with the same batch of people, group of people for like 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah.
And it's just... it's refreshing. Man. Mm. And you forget almost that people were watching you till you come out and you realize that, yeah, people were literally watching you. Because you in the house, it's like living in a commune. What are you whispering to him?
I'm saying put on the speaker. I want to play my new sound effect.
Oh.
So you guys can hear it.
Another
far. No, it's a new one. So I was going
to
say, if Tandega doesn't win.
No, we hear you. We hear you. Sebuzo.
Sorry. Continue. Yes.
Yeah, it's when you're in the house, it's almost like you're in a commune, you know, and with these people. And you know it's a show, but the reality sinks in when you go outside and you're like super famous now.
Yeah.
Literally, Big Brother, you become like super famous.
Bro, like literally, it's like, it's like generations famous.
Instantly.
Yeah.
I remember going to Chris Honey Mall and I was going to Pick and Pay. And the shop pretty much like closed, shut down. Because it was people. You're like, yo.
This was for you.
Yeah. I was at YFM and it's not fame. You like, when you're on radio and That's it. Nah, bruh. Go on, Big Brother. You become
Is it more fame than the podcast fame? Because the podcast fame is also crazy, man.
It's equal. It's almost
okay,
equal.
Okay, but have you ever shut down Pick and Pay? Being sold Penduga from podcast and shit. Yeah.
No, but it's different, man.
Meg, have you shut down a Pick and Pay?
No. I'd be lying.
Yeah, it's equal.
Mm.
Yeah. Podcast fame, you know what it is, right? You're not like a darling so that everybody loves you. Everybody knows you, but some people are like, rude motherfucker. You know, because they've cast judgments on us already.
Yeah.
So some people are like, oh, wow, he's down to earth. But people keep their distance.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But with Big Brother, it's like everybody who just loves it. It's weird, bro.
Mm.
It's weird. It's weird.
Because
but yeah,
people have watched you become a human. You know, it's you've just become another person.
Bro, I actually think someone from the crew should enter next year, man.
Oh no, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
Like, would you enter Big Brother, bro?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people would do well. I think you'd do well.
You'd do well. Simpio, you'd have my money, bro.
Yo,
I'd vote for you, my dog.
Yeah. Tabang would do well.
Ah, Tabang.
He would, bro.
You have to give him alcohol.
Oh, well,
there's alcohol weekly.
There's alcohol, so we'll see Tabang perform.
Tibla.
Ah, Tibble's too quiet.
Too quiet. Neo?
Ah, Neo's too quiet. We need a Tato on the CPU.
No, man, but didn't that guy from KZN, wasn't he a bit quiet who won last season?
Oh, my McJunior.
McJunior, yeah. Yes, he was quiet-ish.
Yes, yeah.
You know, he wasn't like a loudmouth or like all over the place, energetic, He's not that guy.
Yeah. Are you guys for this thing of, with Big Brother, them bringing back like your contestants from the past?
I don't know, man. Really, I feel like I'm surprised.
Weird.
Like, I feel like the guys have an advantage.
Yeah.
Somehow. I feel like with the Pinga guy.
Bravo P.
Liema. Obviously, we know what happened last time. But there's a... He comes with more impetus, like motion, because there's the whole, comeback season.
Redemption.
Kind of comeback. Yeah. So he's got a bit of...
No, but you know what was meant to happen with this season? What was meant to happen with this season is that it was meant to be two houses. So it's going to be the house with the new people,
yes.
Right? And then another house with old people. And then people were going to vote who must go back in the house from the old house. And then obviously Canal Plus came and they shut that shit down.
Oh, is that what happened?
They had to just put them inside.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, so... In the initial plan, guys like Liema...
We're going to be in another house.
Another house.
Yes.
Were they going to make it to the final?
No. So it was going to be two houses. One house with the new people that come in, right? Mm. But they have no clue that there's another
people.
House. Fresh people.
Yes.
Then a house with the old people. And then us, as the viewers, we're going to choose which old people must go back into the house.
But even isn't it like a disadvantage for the new guys?
True. But I'm saying it would have been more entertaining, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, Canelo was like, say God for that idea. It's God for Canelo. Yes, Canelo Plus.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are back in now, man.
Drop the fucking joke of yours.
Shots is here, Neo is here, Simpiwa is here, Fat Checker is here. And you're right, man. It doesn't feel the same without...
Let's see. Have you seen the list?
You know.
What?
Chi-chi-chi-chi-chi. Voom, voom. Gone,
which one is that?
It's Cosmo Puma's latest hit.
I don't know.
I saw Sullivan dancing to it.
Chi-chi-chi-chi. Voom, voom. Gone, people are complaining. Quish is like one of the pioneering producers of Upper Piano. He went on a whole Facebook rant saying this is not piano.
Like, call it something else.
This is not the piano we fought so hard for. Yeah, you know, it's like a comrade who was in the trenches.
Yeah, but if it's a hit, the people have spoken.
That's it, bro.
If
and
it's
music,
a hit, it's a hit.
And it evolves. Music evolves, bro. Like, it's. Quish.
What's next?
People are like, hey, nigga must take a holiday or something. But I will pay it there, I pay it. I will score. Congrats. Yeah, but
what's
congrats.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, did anyone have FOMO for the Doja Cat concert that happened at Sunbit?
FOMO?
I didn't even know. I don't want to lie, man. I didn't even know what was happening.
But I decided, I was like, no, I've watched Doja Cat. I'm a big fan of Doja, right? Mm. But I've seen her perform and just, you know, she can be a...
Where did you see her perform?
No, not see her live. Seeing videos, just watching her.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I like just listening to her, not watching her.
Oh, can you take it down? Just for now, just minimize it and then we'll come back when we're ready. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And I just feel like she was just overly sexual and, you know. But
aren't they all?
That's her thing, though.
Sex sells.
I was like, no, I'll be fine without just going to watch her. So seeing the videos, I was actually enjoying more of the songs when I'm just listening and not her, you know. Mm.
There's actually a video, Shots, if you can play it.
I think
where they start singing a name, Zandile.
Yeah. I didn't even know. Man. I knew she was going to come to the country at some point for Global Citizen. I just didn't know it was this week, and I was surprised when I saw that video.
Yeah, I thought it was like in June.
It was March.
Please play the video.
Time is going past so fast.
This must have been so emotional for her, man. Zandile, man. So it was so funny. She was having a spat with her father as usual. So he was WhatsApping her, trying to get tickets for the show. And she sent him a link to gay porn.
Yeah, she said that. I saw that video.
That's so disrespectful, but it's funny.
It is. Yeah, she said that. I think it was because of the back and forth of how he was even, I don't know, he was saying he's busy. They were having conversations, like chatting on WhatsApp. And from what she said, he would say, I'm busy. I'll get my team to return your messages or something.
Really? Well, let's play the video. Let's play the video. I think I have the video.
As you're Did you see the Doja Cat Stats video?
We've got one.
We'll go to it. Yeah, that's the porn. No, not that.
Go back to WhatsApp.
The K-porn, bruh.
Yes, that one.
On a lighter note, I was messaging my father because he's here in Africa. And he said...
Because Africa's one big country.
Make it to my show. Because I don't message him enough, and I didn't call him on WhatsApp. So I sent him gay porn, and they said if you go to this link, you can get a ticket. It's super duper easy.
I've never actually seen gay porn, bro. Have you?
And he said,
not intentionally.
Not intentionally.
Yeah, on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? And because now somebody. See, the problem is somebody clearly retweeted it.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then, I had to find the person, block them, you know, then move on with my life because it's disturbing. I was violated.
Yeah.
It's violating, man. You're like, but imagine, hey, Paul is violating. Bro. Nah.
Imagine you're ready for like a, a cum session, right? So you're ready. You got your porn ready. You got your Vaseline, everything.
This is a cum session. Mac sounds like he plans his masturbation.
There's a schedule.
It sounds like the things are ready. And then he's like,
You know what I'm saying? And then you watch a video.
He slots himself in.
You know what I mean? You watch a video, you 2 minutes, 3 minutes in.
Damn.
And then you're like, nah, man, these are dudes.
You didn't even notice?
I'm just saying, imagine.
No. That happens with the, like, the trans women.
Yeah.
Right? Because the angles, you'll see, like, an angle. You'll come across a tweet, you know, because on Twitter, porn just comes at
you. Exactly.
And you see the angle, it's doggy. But till there's an angle that, you're like, something's dangling.
I must say.
You're like, nah. And then in that instant, you start seeing all the manly things, you know, like the voice. You're like, how did I miss that? You know, but your focus is obviously on the cosmetic stuff. It looks convincing until you realize that you've been watching funny porn.
Yeah. All right, continue.
Tears for life.
I will send this to my management. My management will handle all of this at the moment. I'm just very busy doing costume and rehearsal. So at the moment, I cannot do this myself. So fair, right? And so then he's at work, right? And he's working. And so he just keeps on messaging me. And he says, I'm just very busy right now. And I can't get to the phone. I can't do this at the moment.
But he's messaging.
And then keeps messaging that to me. And then I sent him the website again. He said, what is the website? Because we were messaging each other, but he didn't see the link the first time. And so I sent it again. And he said, darling, what is this? What I'm seeing is a gay porn. It's like a porno on my screen. And I don't know if it's a scam.
Wait, pause. What accent is that now?
What accent is that now? What accent is that now?
My son likes doing this when he talks to our auntie. You'll go, auntie, where is my bag?
You're like, hey, Chino, I tap it. Is that you? All things have fall apart. All things fall apart. Daddy. It's like when they play South Africans. Abu, remember when Denzel Washington was playing Steve Biko?
Oh, yeah.
The accents are like so...
Yeah, what accent is that, bro?
What accent
Rwandan. That? You're like, what's going on? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Anyway, can we go to his video now?
The fact that that's horrible.
So what video is this? It's him saying what? What is he talking about?
Telling, saying his piece,
his
pretty
side
much.
Of the story, okay?
His
cool.
side of the story.
Every social media platform.
Oh, Chester.
Hey.
Today, it's a day for me because I know everyone has been saying, but Dumsan is quiet. He's not saying anything. Today, I want to tell you the fact. I've worked so hard to make my name, mm-hmm. which is my reputation. I've worked so hard to fight for this country with Sarafina.
Yes.
And then I made a platform for this world to be where it is. And then I happened to meet... Doja Cat, so-called Doja Cat, but I named her Zandile. Mm. And then I've been sad, but no one knows what happened. Mm. But today, without a media briefing, guys, let me tell you.
Oh, this is a bit long.
You can't be in a foreign country and find a woman,
so
a white woman.
No. It's getting... This is the juicy part, bro. Okay. Just be patient. It is long.
Okay.
But, okay, go back. Have you ever found a white woman?
I'm so lucky.
Like 10 seconds ago.
A white woman with 3 kids.
Okay, white woman, 3 kids.
And then you make 2 kids with her. And then she becomes so lucky that she gives birth to the superstar. And then she gives information to the superstar that your father is not a good man. Mm. I'm talking about a white woman, Jewish woman. Today, I want to tell the world that I'm not going to be used by a white woman with 3 kids that... I was feeding those kids with the money of Sarafina. And my name and my reputation as a good man. I love my kids.
Mr. God, was that the case?
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, so he then says, Deborah, that's the daughter white lady with 3 kids that he went on to have 2 kids with. Then he says she's pretty much, it's the same... it's a story with all the dads that the mom turned the kids against him.
Hey, but what were these bunnies doing in America, Target? It seems like they were rocking these snow bunnies, eh?
Yeah, I remember. Back I mean, Sarafina was on Broadway, yeah. Remember? So he was traveling and getting paid quite well. Yeah. Like the guys with Lion King guys.
You know, even Gizu's got a kid in America.
Yes. Mm. Mm. Hey, yeah.
It's one with a white woman, though.
It's not with a white
man. No, it's a black boy. It's a black boy. I've seen the boy. Is that a black American?
No. Well, he's
South African woman. It's a South African woman.
No, who just stays in America?
Mm-mm. We don't know.
I don't know.
But we're not in America.
Hey.
Nah. But I'm talking about my 3 access to black.
Yes.
But my take is it's look, none of us know the details.
Yeah.
I won't judge another man. However, a 13-year-old Doja Cat emailed Kaya Ganga, remember? Remember the story? 13-year-old girl, Zandile Amala Dlamini, emailed Kaya Ganga because Kaya Ganga was like the first big South African YouTuber.
Yeah.
Mm. And
yes.
Emailed her saying, I desperately, want to connect with my dad. I see you're South African. And I think she was on the, like, just traversing South African content.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And on online. And then obviously reached out to Kai Kanga. He reached out to a cousin of his who's an actor. And the message did get to him that your daughter is looking for you.
So then when for me, it's like,
hey?
When would there have been this so-called brainwashing?
Probably maybe when she was still a kid. She's asking, where's my dad, you know? That's when the brainwash starts.
But if he says
would
he
that be a brainwashed kid? Because she was looking
really
for him.
Supporting though?
We don't know. That
because
nah,
then why would the child be looking for if he was very present and supportive?
No. What happened is, he's saying, I met a woman who had three kids.
Yes.
And while they were dating, he was stepfather. Mm-hmm. So he was stepfathering.
Yes.
At that time.
Yeah.
Then clearly there was a breakup and he left. On what ground, what basis? Because we were not there for the details. But he's talking about the time they were together. Not
but
Gucci,
he said, I supported
not Gucci,
my kids
he left
and
kept
the three
supporting.
Kids. And the three other kids. He said, I supported my kids.
At the
and
time
the
they
three.
Were together, yes.
Oh, okay.
You get it?
Okay,
he was the father.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And also, that's another thing. Like, for me, the whole video says a lot about him and his character because it's like, okay, why did he have to tell us he was supporting the three kids? Like, for me, it's like, Dad, you're talking about my siblings. Mm-hmm. If you're a Doja Cat, you know?
Exactly.
So it's like, you're talking about mom. That's my mom you're talking about. Because he really painted a particular picture on some Jewish woman. You find her with three kids and you support these three kids. And then, and to me, that's like, dude, that's not about anything, you know?
And that's one thing I appreciate about my mom because she never poisoned me or spoke ill of my dad. You know, he wasn't present, but she never like said I can't talk to him or said he's this and that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's only when I got old I'm like, hey, who is this nigga, man? Let me go reach out and see him.
Yes.
And then I saw him. You know what I mean? But it was never like, oh, your dad is a bad man. He left me. He's fucked up. And X, Y, Z.
My mom had a bit of that, but she never blocked the relationship between my dad. She'd tell me like, yo, I'm going to court for your dad because he doesn't want to pay support.
Yeah, yeah.
Those kind of things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but. There was never a stay away from him, he's a bad guy. Don't be like him. Don't, you know what I mean? It was, my mom was real with me. Like, yo, your nigga's useless, man. You know, like, she was real. She told me these things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to pay school fees.
Yeah.
You know, I know there was a time where she said he left work or like he quit his job because now there was this support thing, you know? And she was frank and honest with me. And obviously, I faked you as a kid, but it's when I grew up. And then, because I was a huge fan of my dad.
Of course.
Every Sunday, I'd go to, my mom would go to church. So my dad stayed up the road from church. So my mom would go to church. I'll go to my dad, essentially, you know. Ride my bicycle, chill with him, you know. Huge fan. Till I grew up and I was like, okay, I get it now. I see it, you know. But shouldn't a parent do that? Be honest,
Busi,
to a kid.
Busi, you're a new mother. do you speak ill of the dead?
Okay, yeah. Kid probably doesn't like speak or anything.
Yeah.
But
would you?
Yeah. If the kid is like 5, 6, and the dad is giving you the runaround.
I'd do what Mike's mom did. To me, he's non-existent. He does not exist in this world or planet or wherever. I don't know.
Yo, it's war almost.
Bad. So, yeah.
Yeah, Israel, he's Iran.
It's not bad.
Because Iran out of my kid's life. Drop this. It's a war zone. Iran. That beats Iran. Don't you know that that beats about Iran?
That sounds like a show on Moja Love. I blew it, Iran.
Yeah, Iran. I blew it. Bombs.
Oh, no.
Wait. Boosie, I didn't know it was that bad, bro. So like,
yo, even, that's
even horrible. If he tries to come back and says, listen, I'm sorry, I want to be in the kid's life, you're not hearing none of that shit.
Yeah, Meg, we do not have counselors here.
No, don't worry, I'll counsel you for today.
How old is he?
For free.
How old is he? Shame on him. Shame on him. How old is he?
Yeah, so we don't have counselors.
He comes back to you, says, I'm sorry, I want to be in the kid's
life.
I've
given him so many chances. And
but now, tomorrow, he comes back, says, I'm sorry, you're not going to let him in?
It doesn't change anything.
Damn.
She survived a year without him. She can survive more years without
him. It's only been a year. I mean, guys don't realize you can still fix things. A year is nothing, man. Like, it's just a relationship with your child. You don't need to, like, and be with the mom.
And a girl, you don't want her to have daddy issues. You know what I mean?
Hey, bro, bro. Like, and you know, most of the guys, bro, let's be real, most deadbeats, it's the beds they make for themselves. Like, my daughter would never sell me porn, bro. Like, my daughter would never send me porn. Yeah. Imagine your daughter sending you gay porn. That's like, dude, you think little of me. Like,
yeah.
Yo, bro, yeah. Gay porn. Like, accendend. I'm a send. Yo.
Yeah. Yeah. That is
yo.
Right.
Yeah, anyway.
Your child. Nah, bro. So, like, yo, bro. So, a year, like, he can still fix things.
But he did go to the show. So, that's a rumor. He did go to the show. I saw videos of him attending.
Yeah.
But anyway, goes there.
Wait. Hold on.
Yeah?
Was he backstage, like, from afar?
No. It's like, it looked like he was entering just like a normal person.
Ish.
Yeah. It looks like he bought a ticket and went. I'm not sure.
Well, look like at least you got a ticket and went, you know. Yeah. But that's clearly where the relationship is.
Yeah.
And that's the sad truth.
Of course, lady, before we come to you, man, make sure you get Hollywood Bets right now. They are back with something absolutely incredible, Penduka.
Yeah.
They're running a promotion. It's called the Spinner League. And the prize pool is out of this world. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, yeah.
You can stand a chance to win your share of 240 million rand.
Congratulations.
This competition is so easy. All you need to do is bet 4 rand or more on any other super fun spinner mineral games on the Hollywood Bets platform. Every qualifying bet you gives you a chance to score points, climb the ranks, and grab a piece of that epic 240 million rand prize pool. To get started right now, check the link in the pinned comment right at the top of the comment section. Just click that link and sign up. And of course, use our promo code CHILLERS when you sign up. This is an incredible opportunity, but please remember, you must be 18 years or older to participate. And I need you to please bet responsibly. Only play with that extra money that you have.
Yeah, please.
What you got for us, Ghost Lady?
So, okay, guys, imagine this. Ule Mabe, remember the politician?
The guy who bought us, gave us one of the worst interviews ever.
Yeah, Ule Mabe, we had him long.
Yeah, 2 years back.
I was excited for that, and he said nothing.
Nothing, bro. Absolutely. And the guys are rock stars, but they don't want to rock.
They don't
mic.
Even talk.
Yeah.
Let alone.
I wonder why you came there, bro.
Yeah. Because it's. Yeah, actually.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay, maybe you must invite him back to talk about what was all of this. Anyway, so now he initially had gone to the police station to report his wife, seeking for protection, like a protection order for his wife. Then minutes later, well, I don't know however long, the wife arrives as well, also wanting protection. From him. So now they had an altercation at the police station. This happened in Douglasdale police station.
At the station.
At the station.
Who do you arrest if you're like, who do you start with?
Well, who do you start with?
So it looks
but
like
it
got
wasn't
physical.
The safest place to have an, like, you know, to have an altercation with.
Was it just a shouting match or it got physical?
No, it's just a shouting match. But she alleges that obviously he has physically abused her emotionally and, you know, so all sorts. So yeah, it was big, but no one got arrested. And yeah, but then the couple is facing like fraud charges. This is
they're in trouble. That's what I know. They've got some tender stuff. They're in trouble, man.
Yes. And you're a minister, man. You can't call someone.
He's not a minister.
Million. Yeah.
Eh?
The fraud charges that they are faced with as a couple is 27 million.
That's all that.
Yeah.
And some corruption, well, accused of corruption. And they're facing all sorts of legal troubles. You'd think that this is the time to be strong and to be together. But they're at the police station. Sad. He's not a minister, though.
Oh, what is he?
No,
but
he used to be a spokesperson.
Spokesperson of the ANC. Yeah.
He's in politics.
But his boys are ministers. And, you know, he's in the elite.
I'm sure he can elite. Call someone and make her disappear. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say.
Not just make a call. Not disappear. Well, the case.
You know, that's how they roll, dog.
Well, it looks like the guy he would call is currently testifying at the Makana Commission.
Damn, bro.
That cop, have you been following?
No. I lost interest like a while back. I haven't been following. I'm waiting for...
There's a cop, bro. Everything. And he's like... He facilitates everything. Like, that Ngosi guy.
Yes?
Yeah. Oh, anyway. So I was going to ask, like, you wonder when does he do his job? Okay. Like, he's the one who was fetching money from Gadisha Mulife's house.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
What came out the Makana Commission on his phone?
Yes.
Mm. 3 days after DJ Somebody passed away, cop who's currently testifying sends a message to DJ Somebody's friend. He sends a picture of DJ Somebody with that guy. Okay. So it's like somebody talking about me sending a picture of you and me.
Yes, together.
Chilling.
Yes.
And he says, why didn't you call your boy to order?
Implying that he was a part of the hit.
No. Implying that DJ Somebody was doing something. Or how we see it. How us and Chaskaslan. But the guy said he forgot. He's denying everything. Like, I forgot why I said that. But he's implying that DJ Somebody, I don't know, what was he up to?
Yeah,
but he was out of line.
Something. Okay. Yeah. He was doing the wrong people.
Sort of. He was out of line for something.
And this guy right called him into order. And this guy could have called him in order.
He could have, or people may have tried calling him to order, but he didn't comply. He didn't get back in line. Imagine, bro.
Sure.
All of this coming out because Nkwanazi on last year, on that day, on that Sunday.
Musa Kaole, I heard he's been part of the commission. What's happening there? What are they saying?
There's a guy called Zeng Omalo.
Okay.
Who Musa Kaole was spilling the beans on him. I think like infidelity or something. Infidelity. So this guy, obviously, is a businessman, is connected. He then wanted Musa Kaole arrested. By hook or crook. And so he used his influence, sort of.
Is that why Musa got arrested? Because he did get arrested last year.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because...
But now it's coming out like how it was all planned.
Yes.
Damn. But he came out and he's still talking about them, isn't he, Musa?
They killed him yesterday. They said he's dead. Then he came out. There was a voice note. He posted that he's alive. Is Musa Kaole posting?
Who said he's dead, bro? Said he's dead?
People on social media.
Yeah.
Oh, they said he's dead.
And Slick Talk as well. I saw a video. Slick Talk was another big... Like the first big voice. Possibly the only one. I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with it.
But that Musa is dead.
Slick Talk said he got...
Big voice. Are we talking about the same Slick Talk? Big voice. Drop it.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, but Slick Talk did a video saying, hey, he's got a reliable... What's Smash Africa wearing? I'm not a fashion guy, bro, but... Yeah.
All right, are we going back to Brother now?
Oh, is this the finale?
Yeah.
So who's in the final? Yemen?
Tandaga's taking it.
Okay, they're still going to do the walk, so we'll come back when they go on stage.
When the envelope is there.
Yes.
Now it's going to be the reflection and all these things.
Yes.
Yeah. Imagine, bro. Imagine, bro.
Yes.
Things we're hearing, bro. Imagine, bro. Just like that.
Where does Musa get his intel from, man? His intel's crazy, dog.
But he's friends with, girls, these Santin girls, bro. They know everything.
We need a Betty commission, bro. I'm telling you.
It's the light things that you think are harmless that bring out all the skeletons. Because all of this started when the guy tried to off thingy.
Yeah.
Imagine. So yeah. that.
Yeah.
The baddies know it, bro. The baddies know
everything.
The country secrets.
Yes.
There's a baddie out there who knows.
Mm.
You know? About things. Like, come on, the baddies know, bro. Because it's like the men steal and do all these things to afford themselves great lives with their families and to be able to bag these baddies.
But also, the baddies don't talk much. You know who actually the people who talk? It's your makeup artists.
Mm.
Yes. So
why would the makeup artists, what are they doing?
How do they come into the fold? Like,
yeah.
No, it's your hairstylist, your makeup. No, not for that. Because remember, they'll confide.
They don't come to the freak-offs.
Sorry, what are you talking about? What freak-offs?
Can be makeup sex sometimes.
No.
the makeup sex.
You know women.
I'm shaggy facial. Facial, Nana.
Okay. Yeah, so they talk to the makeup artist.
So they confide in them. You know,
that's like a barman.
Yeah.
When you have a
what's it called? When you have a secret, like
a secret.
Something on your chest.
Yes.
Or when you know something that
confession.
No, when you know something that people aren't meant to know, you want to tell someone.
Yeah.
It's cock.
Because normally, if you look at it, baddies never talk.
Yes.
They're never out there sharing, giving out information.
No, that's bad for business.
It's bad for business.
Don't talk.
But the people who leak the stories...
Just what? Move your body. Just. That's a 1K joke. You guys don't know that song.
Yeah.
Pause. Move your body. Oh, you know it.
Pause. You know, Poza was DJ Tracksuit.
DJ Tracksuit.
Yeah, before he became Poza, like reverting to his name was DJ Tracksuit. Yeah, it was DJ Tracksuit. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, that's how the story leaks normally.
Yeah.
It's through your, you know, hairstylist, makeup artist, because now it will be like, hey, Pela, this story, what, remember that one?
Because you're calling your mama. Well, not Baba, but.
Anyway, what else you got for us, Kosla?
Okay. Do you know who also got booked in Ibiza?
Who?
Major League DJs.
Major League DJs.
They've got a residency now.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
It's in Ibiza.
Bro, when are you getting a residency to Ibiza, man? It looks like they're just handing them out.
No, they're not. Come on, man.
But it's still the big guys.
Black Coffee, like, Shimza.
Major League.
That's not handing them out, bro.
You see, this is why we're not invited. This is why we never get invited.
You said it, I went back to it. Come on. Hey, man, you did all of that.
Yo, bro, it would be so much fun if you had residence in Ibiza, though.
Oh, bro, that's
every weekend, my dog.
Shout out to the boys,
man. No, we're shooting there.
Yeah.
No, we have to move to Ibiza then.
Are they moving now to Afrotech now?
I know they've... got into sounds that like space. It. Yeah, yeah. Sounds I think that's like what it. They're going to be playing. Like,
and their residence is quite long. I think it starts in May until October. So they've even have a longer residency. Like,
damn.
I think it's the whole...
Well done to the whole summer.
By the way, man, I saw the story. It says, amapiano was the fastest growing genre in sub-Saharan Africa in 2025, leading in both revenue and listenership, according to the IFPI Global Music Report in 2026. Mm. The report also notes that the region's recorded music revenue grew by 15.2%, to $120 million.
Whoa.
South Africa dominating the market, accounting for 78.1% of total revenue, driven largely by amapiano's strong digital growth. That's a lot of money, man. Where's that money going to, bro? That's a lot of money, man.
Please check for us, bro.
How much is $120 million in rands?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Obviously, big labels, your Sonys are the
Sony
world.
Definitely.
Yes.
Universal.
And then half goes to Pori.
Nah, yeah. Wow, hey, he's got the whole piano signed under him. I mean,
that's a lot of money, Coast Lady.
All these artists.
That's a shitload of money, bro.
that's gang.
No wonder niggas piano cats are like buying cars every second day, bro.
Oh, yeah, Porsche Cayennes every second day. V-classes.
V-classes, BMW.
Beautiful cribs, yeah? Mm. Yeah, boys are living well.
Shout out to them,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man, boys have really worked
Rags
so hard.
Rags to riches, bro. Rags to riches, bro.
I mean, Scott's Mapuma was... Or as a packer or something, working for some packing company.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a phone, bro. I want to show you a picture. Shesha
like
Geza.
A freight company, ne? Some freight company or something.
Yeah.
I still saved Angelica's Shesha Geza.
Is Quish there on Shesha Geza? Is he there?
I'm not sure.
He's not there, ne? Yeah. But
I'm not sure. But yeah, look at this picture, bro. Look at this picture. I'm going to send it to you shots, ne?
Yeah. Is that in JJ?
Yeah, I saved him. I still have him as Shesha vocalist.
Oh, wow, bro.
After all he's done, yeah, look at this picture, bro. See, this is like, most of the stories come from this. Like MFR Souls, all of these guys.
Yeah, MFR Souls.
They all started like this. So I'm so happy for them, bro.
Yep.
They got to get that bag, man.
Yeah,
shots,
bro.
Man.
Yeah.
You know, and these guys have talent, dog. Talent for
me. Oh, super talent, bro.
I mean, imagine piano TikTok without piano, dog.
Yo, it's empty.
Look,
it's empty. Picture of piano.
Put it up. Look at this. This is Angelic.
Oh, you posted this. I saw this. Yeah, that's JJ right there. Basha, my auto mix.
Auto mix.
Yeah,
that's how we all started.
That's
Auto Mix. You're DJ. You.
Blue, yellow auto mix.
That's auto mix.
Yeah, bro. Hey, I remember these days, bro.
Yes, how much is $120 million?
$120 million is $2 billion.
You!
2.5 billion.
Pretty much.
Piano!
Yes.
Fuck me, guys.
No wonder Oaks are paying 90K rent at the Leonardo.
Oh.
Yeah. No wonder. Oh,
that's
man.
One guy, dog. Or two guys.
Two guys. Yeah.
Shit, that's
a lot of
money.
But a lot of guys are comfortable, man. A lot of guys are good. A lot of guys are good, man. And it's beautiful to see the guys. There's a lot of people who fell off, or whatever you want to call them, but some of the guys who were there in the inception and building it, like Angelic, you know, them two that are still there and still doing very well and getting some of that, a piece of that $2 billion.
Mm, Jesus, beautiful, massive bro. Industry. All right, cool.
It's insane, bro.
So we're going to the live back to Big Brother.
Smash Africa.
One final mission for you.
One final mission.
Press the button. And announce the winner.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
Good luck on your final
mission. You think Smash dresses himself, though?
Got it.
Yeah.
Smash.
Where does he get this shit, bro?
Probably does. I think it's this
look
one.
Look at
was
that, bro. What is that a dress?
Hey, like, bro. Like, what's going on, man?
My goodness.
Yeah,
there's fashion and then it's... Hey.
Yeah, it's just...
Guys, if Tandeka doesn't win...
Nah, Tandeka's gonna win.
I'm also very I'm supporting Tandeka now. Like,
what is that now?
She got a win.
That's
like a CD player.
That's stereo.
Yeah, it's a stereo.
Yeah. It's a plaster. Good jam, Elena. It boom plaster.
Who wants Tandeka to win here in the room?
Me.
Crew. You guys don't care. Yeah. You don't watch. You guys are too busy working, man. Doing things that matter in life.
Tabang, I know I'm big, bro, but I need more volume, please.
They're employed.
Okay, we can't play that song.
We're gonna get the song's gonna get flagged.
Okay. There they are, out for the first time.
Oh.
Yeah. You think Tanika's pretty, bro?
I need a proper look at her, man.
Oh, okay. Oh, you don't watch as well, ne?
Not like that, no.
Bro, I don't want to watch his Big Brother here.
No, wait. What do you think? Is she pretty?
You know, she's
a pretty girl.
Literally.
He's invested, literally. That's why he's invested.
He's invested.
Shit, and our sponsorship ends after tonight, man.
Nah, but surely you're coming back for the next.
You guys see the ad? You're in. Shot.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
But surely it's a done deal. You're coming for the next season? No?
No, we'll have to renew. They approach us like September, November.
Oh, yeah, don't you? Yeah, you told the story, yeah.
Okay, they're still playing the music.
Hey, wow. You're okay, smash, umbo.
But Liema's going to be a superstar regardless, man.
Yeah.
She really likes this industry.
Yeah, when you've gone this far in Big Brother, there's something there, definitely.
Mm.
What's with the guitar? On stage?
It's props.
Props, right?
Is the music done? Okay, cool. It's still playing.
Props.
Okay.
What? That's a random.
It looks so beautiful.
Is the music still on? The music's still on, okay. Would you do this hosting gig?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This one,
yeah, I'll do it. Yeah.
You can read auto cue, even though you can't see.
I'll freestyle, man. No, I can read auto cue.
They can just bring it closer, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can see auto cue.
Or make the words bigger.
It's crazy. Have you noticed
they've never had a female auto cue?
They've never had a female presenter for Big Brother. Have you noticed?
Never.
They've never. It was comfortable to show Big Sister and then get a woman to host it. But that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, one of the seasons on Big Brother Africa, there was Ike and another woman on Big Brother Africa.
Oh, yeah, Ike.
Ike and another woman.
There's music still. Okay, it's fine. Oh, well, can they get to it, man? Wow, someone's life is about to change, bro.
You know?
Oh, they look stunning,
eh? Oh, Tandega.
They look good.
No, Tandega's pretty, man.
They're doing highlights.
She is pretty.
Yeah, they're doing highlights.
Oh, yeah, and she came
in. Yeah,
they're doing highlights.
And Tandega.
But I don't think the highlights will be long, though.
Yeah. What's the time now? Oh,
hey,
yeah,
last night the party was lit, dog. It was so funny.
Yeah, who was playing?
Lebs are the villain. Fucking dope DJ.
Oh, Lebs was a dope DJ. Yeah. That's my boy, man. Lebs was a dope DJ.
I'm one of my top five DJs, ne?
Okay.
Lala Tuxin.
Yes.
Shimza, obviously.
Yes.
The old Shimza, not the tech Shimza. No, Shimmy, the old Shimza, the one I know, fucking epic.
Okay.
One of the best. Lala Tuxin, Lebs are the villain. Sean 101, I like.
Sol Pendor.
You my nigga, obvious. She's my top one. There's top five, and then there's only Sol. Who else?
Kent.
You gotta put Kent in there, bro.
Kent is, he moved the needle, bro. He changed everything.
He changed the game?
Yeah, changed the game. Influenced the game. Till today, Oaks are chasing his heels, you know?
Signature.
Yeah.
You, who's your top five?
It's so difficult to DJ, bro. I don't wanna lie. Mm. And these are just names that are coming now, but I'll probably forget a lot of people. There's a guy called Ryan the DJ.
Oh yeah, the Indian guy.
He is incredible.
Yeah, I know the DJ.
Dude, there's an Indian guy there's an Indian guy from Durban or something. That guy is a multi-instrumentalist. He will play two keyboards and DJ.
No ways.
Yeah, fuck. Let me get his name.
Two keyboards.
Yeah. The guy plays two man, I want to give this guy his props. Guys, do yourself a favor and No, fuck.
Where did you hear? Maybe let me jog.
I want to see shit on like Facebook and...
Okay.
No.
And he's DJing proper, like not on a computer.
No, DJing. And then he sings on top of it.
Wow, he's doing too much now.
He's doing too much.
Oh, he's an Indian guy. Fuck, I can't believe it. Oh, no, man.
To step up. When girls are out here showing G-string, so I'm not
Nah, he's about the craft.
He had to step up. Like,
he's about the craft.
Two keyboards.
I'm still waiting for a guy to make a song while he's DJing, like live. You know what I mean?
That guy probably can do it.
Like start from scratch, dog.
I'll find the name. Mm. DJs.
But you must have practiced the song already. Like, how do you do a song like right then there and you have to perform it?
There's a guy who used to do it. I once mentioned his YouTube channel, a white guy. He was fucking incredible. Mark Ribele or something. Ribele, you must check him out. So he does a song from scratch live with the audience.
Wow.
So he'll take a chant from the audience, put on the mic and do a beat right there.
Someone who DJs like that, and he's in my top five. It's and you forgot him. That's why it's difficult to count these guys. And you probably would have put him in. Kitchen Mess.
Yeah, Kitchen Mess, definitely.
Kitchen Mess. He performed Black Coffee. Black Coffee even like wanted him there.
That's coffee style.
Kitchen Mess also. Amazing, he's amazing. Yeah. Bro, it's so difficult, man, with DJs because there's so many guys who are... Jaylik is an amazing DJ as well. Yeah, like there's Jaylik so many like really dope DJs that you listen to. You're like, yeah, this... I enjoyed this. This is beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah.
By the way, so Killer's Punch, you're sponsoring Aquella's event right now.
Oh, yeah.
Then next week, we're sponsoring a gig in Tembisa. So we're going to be selling Chiller's Punch at Kajosi.
Beautiful, bro.
KG the Vibe. It's his party.
KG the Vibe is a dope DJ as well. You know?
Jeez, have you seen this lineup? Yeah, KG the Vibe. Insane, dog. Let me show you the lineup.
Let me see.
Fuck, you know.
No, so many people have been hitting me up with that. Oh, cool, man.
So this is the lineup. Casper Nyovest, Cabs of the Small, Shandesh, K.O., Kevin Momo, Makazi, Babalwa M, Natalie Baka, Mr. Jezik, Mahu, DJ Zintle, Uncool MC, Tato Hase and Tracy, Cowboy, Kamun Pela, Knack Music, Lady Dude, Timon Express, Tango Supreme, Sia the B and the Big Baller, Malooms on Decks, Masterpiece, Mua Keys. Just goes on and on and on.
Mordor's not there.
Who?
Bongs, because they're friends. Like
Marty Bongs, no.
He's probably got another gig. He's probably busy. Yeah. But how crazy.
I might even go out for this one, man. I haven't been out in a while.
For real?
Yeah.
It sounds like a dope lineup, man. KG the Vibe, solid DJ, man. Super great DJ.
Mm. Cool. Are they announcing it? Jeez, this is long, bro.
They're still doing the whole reflecting thing, looking back at shit.
I know Tandega was with Meli. Was that relationship...
Yeah, it looks like they're solid.
Okay.
I mean, look, Tanika doesn't take shit, so if she liked Millie, it's for real.
Yeah.
You know? But the couple's never lost, hey? Always ends up in tears.
Nah, Temba, I'm in Manga and Lacey Pool.
Oh, yeah, they've never really let you show. Yeah.
I don't know.
Together, ne?
I'm not, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Last I checked, they were, but I don't know.
All right, cool.
Temba.
They still play music. Okay, let me call them and tell them to stop playing.
Yeah, bro, I ain't dog.
Hey, announce this thing.
This is not what I pay you. This is not what I pay you for. You're totally punch, man. You're totally punch. Nobody ain't punch you. So you're not going to call them. Call the shots, dog. Call the shots.
They still play music?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just watch, bro. We'll just watch.
What's with that thing?
Okay, there we go. Oh
my goodness.
Come on, Tandeka. Oh. She's got a song, bro. Tandeka for the millions.
I am so AI nervous song. Right now.
She did this way.
No, her fans made an AI song.
Oh, no.
Strength.
And that's one thing she's about to realize, like how many people.
The winner of Big Brother Mzansi.
Tadiko.
Season 6.
Tadiko.
Baso Zwa. Is
I smashed.
That's a space.
Liama!
No!
I'm a vote.
Oh my goodness.
People are loud, they don't vote.
Guys.
There was this whole controversy already. That it's our.
That's a million times, I'm fine.
I'm going to be carnage, bro.
Million yen, I'm fine. That is. Meet halfway.
Tandeka lost.
Bro.
No ways, guys.
It is what it is, guys. People don't vote.
Why are you happy, Fetchek? Why are you happy? let me call my wife, what? Bro. Can you connect me? Or should I just do this? Can I do this? Bro, she's probably crying right now.
She's horrified. She won't answer, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Shame, bro. People talk. Don't vote, bro. Because people are like, she got it. Everybody's ass is voting. So... people vote.
I read somewhere where there was.
Well done. Shout out to Liema, man. Hey, man. Well done, Liema. Now we're dampening somebody else's win. Well done to Liema, bro. Well done to Liema, though. Well done to Liema, man. Wow, second time lucky.
She had a chance, bro.
Yeah, this is what.
No, the rules are the rules. But look, she had a chance, but she made it to the end. And she had to beat a lot of people.
She's probably crying somewhere.
And eventually people voted her.
She's
probably
crying somewhere. You're not eating tonight.
Makeup sex, yeah.
No.
No makeup sex, but no fish.
I'll be a shoulder to cry on.
No, I'm also.
Well done to Liam.
Bro, let's get a job. Isn't there a slot we can put on in the new era there? What show can we put on there, bro?
None. Damn, you're a hater.
You're a hater, bro.
Dude, check away, such a hater.
Damn.
Nah, man, she's got to get opportunities, bro.
Can you go on Twitter? Let's see the live reaction from people, bro.
She's gonna get she's gonna get love, bro. So get opportunities and
she's gonna get money. I mean, Millie already got money as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are gonna open like a GoFundMe something
and raise that 2 million.
Just get work and get money, endorsements, deals, brands, something, man. You know, like
can someone read out what the tweets are saying? Sorry, I can't see, man. Maybe Fat Checker, can you go on your Twitter and see what people are saying? Just read them out. What people are saying.
Let's question his wife.
Yeah, it was a 7-year anniversary.
Oh, okay. And then who's like, that?
Yeah, who's that? You can pause that.
Yo, wait. We'll find out what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Who's that?
He doesn't want us to see his algorithm. 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 Let's try to find out. What are you going to shoot my
Okay, give it the mic. Let's see what people are saying. At this point, we'll have to open Ashe's beauty store. He knows too much. South Africa loves Ashe. Lalela. Never ever repeat this mistake.
Wait. Shots, you're scrolling too fast.
Yes.
Well done, Liama, man.
Ghost T is saying that she's proud of Liama. X.
Wait, here we go. Azania says, fuck Big Brother Mzansi. This was long rigged for Liema. Mm. I hope this is the last season as there's no need to vote if winners are chosen via corrupt ways. Tandeka had even support from
loser.
Other African countries who voted for her,
loser,
but
bro.
Still lost.
They're still really.
Fuck.
Nah, so loser.
Continue.
Nah, so loser, guys.
Continue.
X says that Liema is a witch.
Yo. Huh?
It sounds personal, this one.
We all knew that Liam
was personal.
Another person says that Smash is unprofessional.
How much is it? 2 million?
Ghosty also says that Smash is so unprofessional.
Go up.
He likes Tandeka and he can't hide it.
Go up. There's one that says, go up. It says, we all knew that Liema was promised at 2 million after the wheel. We all saw it coming. Big Brother's a scam. Whoa.
There's a wheel?
Yeah, it was during one of the games.
Oh,
Liema, delayed is not denied. You were really meant to win.
Mm.
We knew. What a disappointment. What a horrible rubbish show. Tandeka, we love you. You will always be a winner in our eyes and hearts.
Total of Vota. Kuluma
Kulu.
Kuluma
Kulu.
MJ.
Congratulations to Liema and her fans. Yes.
There's one from MJ. Mm-hmm. She or he says, thank you, guysins. Now all of her fans can go wash their faces in the sink and suck it up.
Damn. Oh, wow. Oh. Let that sink.
Yo, it's a war zone. Hey, tomorrow's going to be insane, dog. The whole day, bro. It's going to be insane.
Nothing is authentic in this country anymore.
Nothing is authentic in this country anymore.
Ah, shame.
Danke, Lieza. Is that her name? Lieza. Lieza. A bully never won and won't start now, Bashali.
Oh, was she a bully, Tandek?
Yeah, she's...
Wow, Meg, why are you rooting for a bully, dude?
No, Tandek is not a bully. What's wrong with you? Liema.
Liema's a bully.
Yeah, Liema was a bully.
Oh, Tandek was the bully.
Yeah, Tandek okay, also who was Tandek called a bully.
Pendula lapo, uvumile, fact check. No, she said, she corroborated. And like, who was she bullying?
I feel like Tandeka was... I can't say... Oppressing the housemates. Because Bekala Ngaye, and you could see it from all the other housemates that they were
She made people stay uncomfortable.
Yeah, they were not comfortable.
Bro, how? When they were bullying her, they ganged up on her, bro.
Because they were claiming she's making them uncomfortable.
No, she just stood her own, bro.
Okay.
She stood her shit. And she wouldn't take shit.
Nah.
You know? That's not uncomfortable. That's living your truth, bro.
And if she did take shit, she'll probably take it in the sink.
Anyway,
that was weird, man. That's all I know about her. Like, who cares if singing, you know? The way people wash dishes.
Yeah. Anyway, what caught your attention this week, my dog?
Oh, man. India. You know, India is like the most... I thought it was America. India is the most is the fattest country.
Fattest?
In the world, globally.
India.
Isn't that because there's a billion of them?
Also, and then also, Indian food is amazing. Mm. You know, bunny chows, rotis.
But in India.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen how they make
No, that's street food.
Street food.
No, that's street food. Okay. That's like Mac loves it food. They've got cuisines that are
and then you say
Indian
that
food is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Try Indian food.
No, no, I love Indian food, but
it's Indian food is amazing.
But it's India, it just messes up, you know. What you
I know
see,
you're appetite because of
of what you
have
see
you guys ever dated an Indian person?
No.
Nah.
I have once, yeah.
Oh.
Like, what were they, like, proper Indian, like, Indian, like, with Indian ways and...
Nah, I didn't get
that
deep.
Or they were Indian, but coconuts.
Nah, I didn't get that deep, but it was at a party, you know?
So it was like a one-night stand.
Yeah, you know, one of those.
Oh. So you weren't dating.
Nah.
You smashed.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You know the vibes.
Wow. How was it?
It was cool. It was interesting.
Knocked it out the park for a six.
No, I mean.
Drop this fucking thing.
Did you go over the boundaries? Do you go over the boundaries?
She has to say, right?
Was she a keeper though?
No.
Hey, stumped, eh?
Was it a run?
You know, how long have we been podcasting?
Did you get the runs?
We've been podcasting this for so long. I don't know how you keep coming up with these things. Like, play the one someone sent me this the other day.
Yeah.
Play the one. And when I saw it, I'm like, this is so funny, bro. Go to the TV.
It says no sick.
Yes. Yeah. Listen to this one, Ghost Lady.
Okay.
And man, this has got nothing to do with love, man.
Sex.
It's a voy.
Oi, imagine if Bill Gates' dick is too small and can never get hard. Melinda eventually calls it Microsoft.
Damn, man. Wow. To be out, man. To be out.
I love it. And my daughter's not discovering puns, and it's beautiful.
You know, you fucked up the whole podcast.
I did.
Because everyone now feels like they need a pun.
Everyone. No, but I was impressed with notice. Notice always go over the guy's
head. It's 1K puns.
Yeah. What is he said? You know what's in journalism? JL. JL. Felix Fiso. But I've noticed that like a trend of the puns, and it's part of the staple of South African podcasting.
Now. Yeah, no, you fucked everyone up, dog. Now it feels like they need a pun, bro.
Yeah, man.
And they stretch it, dog. You can tell.
Yeah.
It must come from within, bro. Fuck it up, bro.
Yeah, bro. Anyway, I was saying India, dog. Mm. So India have a weight problem. You know, they've got a weight problem and a diabetes problem. So now... Ozempic, there's a patent that just expired in Ozempic, which allows people now to make their own variations, I think. Mm. And India is now, the public health system are making cheap Ozempic for their population.
That's
hilarious. South Africa. I swear. Fact checker, please corroborate. Like, they're making free as Ozempic. Cheap as Ozempic. And they're giving it to public hospitals for people to lose weight.
That's crazy business, bro. That's crazy work, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and there's a huge demand, you know, and a huge... a wait list for the thing.
What's causing the weight gain, though, that side?
I don't know, but probably just diet, man. We know what causes weight gain is diet and unhealthy habits. So, like I said, Indians have a sweet tooth as well. They love, like, sweet. You know, the sweet foods.
Dessert, you mean?
Yeah, but... Yeah, they just love, like, desserts and cake and sweet stuff.
Oh, okay.
I know, like, there's a checkers when you call it and it's, like, colorful. especially like if you go to a Checkers and Indian communities, right? And you'll find like, I know there's Diwali treats.
Pasonia. Some treats that the Indian treats. Like,
yeah, they love the treats, man, you know? Treats. This Checkers in Emerentia. And there's like Indian stuff and it's like colorful and syrupy and very, you know? But I mean, that food is amazing. I don't want to lie, man. I love, what's that rice with the bay leaves?
Biryani.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Biryani, man. Indian food is amazing, bro. Yeah. I'm obsessed.
Can you make Indian food?
I try sometimes
to Forsberg.
Yeah, biryani. I've made biryani many times as well.
Yeah.
Have you had a
panichur? It's from KZN, so...
No, it's different from a quarter, ne?
Yeah. It's basically hollowed out bread with curry.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't
and
had.
And potatoes and the
it's
curry.
It's drenched in like a lovely curry, whether it's chicken curry or lamb curry, depending on which
I drove to Tembisa to get a quarter the other day, actually.
To Tembisa? Yeah.
By Tuso's Hood. There's a spot. Makes nice.
Listen.
You know the spot, ne?
Yeah.
Behind the bottle store. The tavern. You know, it's nice, ne? Yeah.
Dope. Nah, bro. Just go to the closest Indian community from wherever you stay. And
I know Forsberg, definitely.
Forsberg is too far. Yeah, it's far. But like, get it. Oh, Bunny Chow, bro. Fucking amazing.
Lodium. I would go to Lodium.
Go to Lodium and just get...
Because Centurion is close.
Yeah, go Uber Eats, search, and you're obviously going to tell the place around. Indian food is amazing. Yeah, no, it's getting into it. It's amazing. Oh, Indians can fucking cook, bro.
I love your tikka chicken.
And they can fuck as well, yeah.
Ah. Spicy.
Too soon. Hey. Magic.
But Indians, they're beautiful women.
Yeah.
Also, like, very beautiful women. Oh, yeah. Like,
Those ones from Abu Dhabi, are those Indians? You know, those...
Arabs. Arabic. Those are Arabs. Arabic. Those are more Arabs. Oh, yeah.
Arabs are nice as well.
No, Arabs are beautiful as well.
Arabs.
Your Emiratis and,
Well, the Indian you were with, what's she think? Because they tend to have... I've noticed. They
had to, make an exception.
Shamvana.
No, I just wanted to try it out. You know, I'm like, fuck.
Let me.
Never had an Indian.
Yeah.
Hey, man. It's all gafana, man.
Not fun. Yes, man, check.
Just to correct Saul, India is
Indian
not...
in my soup.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sure a family somewhere is going, you see now? Why you stoop that low?
Just to correct Saul, India is not the country with the fattest people in the world. Actually, countries that have the fattest people in the world are located within the Pacific Island regions, so like Samoa. However, because there is a big population of them, they are assuming that they have.
So it's not. Stats don't stick. It's by numbers, but not by percent.
Yes, not by percentage.
But they do. Like over 150 million obese people in India, bro.
Yeah, and then coming to your cheaper Ozempic, they call it semaglutide.
That's the active ingredient, semaglutide. In Wegovy, Ozempic, and all these things.
So a doctor named Dr. Reddy launched it in March 2026. So they are basically trying to make more products so that it's cheaper for people.
India is giving their people as cheap as they
make. Yes, Dr. Reddy.
So that they can
India.
Lose weight.
Wild,
yes.
wild. Crazy, and guess man. Which DJ was in India? It's got symptoms of being in the community.
1 week later.
Must I test? Yeah, it's like, it would be tough.
just kicks in during mid interview.
It's like it's pressure on more. Like, nah.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what else could you do, man?
Did you hear about this, the Nigerian king?
What the fuck?
The coronation that took place in Eastern Cape.
The audacity.
What happened?
Yo, so,
man, Nigerians have the audacity, bro. Tell the story.
Okay, so...
Audacity, bro.
In Eastern Cape, I don't know, do we have a video of... I never saw a video.
Oh, Nigerians, man, you gotta love them.
So
audacious people, bro, like... Bro, INZ or end up INZ?
Hey, it's there's too many things about it. Okay, so... the coronation of a Nigerian national called Solomon Ogbono Eziko, who's known as Igwe Ndigbo, from Na East London. So that's like off East London.
Yeah, Na East London.
Igwe
of East London.
Has caused an uproar in Eastern Cape. Na East London.
You can't write this shit.
Yo.
Bro.
And the local traditional leaders, including the Congress of Traditional Leaders of South Africa, have condemned the move as disrespect to recognize authorities like King Sandile and the Gagabe Nation. So this is already an area already. I think it's called the Gagabe Kingdom. So yeah, it's already there's a king who's already recognized there, and then all of a sudden there's a whole coronation on the side by the Nigerian community, which all like whom reside here in South Africa in that Eastern Cape. So I don't know, how do you guys feel?
That's disrespectful, man. That's it is what it is. Firstly, look, truth is this guy is not even a king, right? The Nigerian government has not recognized him as a king. He's no king. He's a community leader of Nigerians in the Eastern Cape, wherever he's from, because even a random guy in Jozi does not recognize him as king.
So, they don't?
No, he's not a king.
In
come
Nigeria,
on now.
They've got a lot of tribes.
And he's Igbo.
Yeah.
You know, come on. But for me, it's just coronating someone and installing them as a king in a foreign country. It's disrespectful to the host country that is hosting you. We don't have a king of Amaxhosa in Nigeria. We don't have a king of AmaZulu in Germany. We don't have a king of what? We don't have kings that are not in South Africa. Mm. So for me, it's like, it's just disrespectful, man. You know, but also, it's like, whatever. We leave them to their devices. I can't leave them to their devices. My bad. No, let's not give them to their devices because they. When I'm on my SMS, like. Standard. I got an SMS saying Standard Bank is going to close your account in the next 30 minutes. And there was a link for me to click on. I'm like, come on, man.
Yes, yes.
These niggas are trying their luck.
Oh, yeah.
But if we leave them alone, you know, because it's a community leader. I don't know why they're calling him king. Obviously, now. They're antagonizing the kings of that land because there's even Otalinje was not happy with a king. Suddenly, just there's a king now, you know? But it's got no legal weight, but it's pretty sad, man, you know? Like, behave, man. You are in a different, in a foreign country, and now it's like you're poking. And you know that there's kings in South Africa. You know, there's Xhosa, Abatembu, the Zulu king, there's the Tswana king. Pedis have a king or a queen, I think. Vendors have a king.
Yeah, we've got a king.
You know, and chiefs.
Yeah.
So just respect. Man, bro, it's not a lot to ask for, man. You know, like, just let's coexist and live peacefully. So this thing of now installing a king, it's just disrespect, man. That's all it is.
And does he own the land? Does he own the land?
Yeah.
What land?
Where does it go? Where does this go? Because
he doesn't have powers. He's not recognized.
Yeah, what powers does he have? And then what else does he get? And how big do the people think of him? is it now that his whatever only he says Igbos, overrides what?
He doesn't have any powers. He doesn't have any king privileges. Like, because remember, there's what is it? The body that is it not controlessa? What is it? The body that all the kings are recognized, and there's a body. You know, that's
controlessa, like the traditional
controlessa. There's a council. So he's not there.
Yeah.
Definitely not. Because
so who was before him?
No, they just came up with it. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. was born in Nigeria as a random guy, probably has businesses and some money, is the king now.
Yeah.
So there was no one. They created the thing in East London. Come on.
East London.
Yeah. London.
They call
him
Igwe. It's Ogbono.
Yeah.
Ogbono. Igwe.
I think that's Ogbono.
Eziko.
It's Ndigbo. Ndigbo.
Ndigbo, Eziko.
It's Igwe, Ndigbo, na Island.
Nah, Eziko. Eziko's not cooking, bro. He's not cooking. Must chill, bro.
10 years from now, his kids will be like, this is my dad's land.
Yeah, so you see, that's the thing. And when you allow this kind of behavior to fester, people get emboldened.
Yeah.
And
whoa! What?
Emboldened.
Like, emboldened. I haven't learned that in a while.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm an old man.
Words,
come on, there's way bigger words, bro. There's way more bigger words. Let's turn the big words. Like, you know, to start making demands.
Yeah.
And start saying, what does it mean, ghost lady? If it's not a big word, what does it mean?
It's just having that pride that you start wanting to start making demands.
The confidence.
Yes.
The bravado.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he helped you out.
No. I know that word.
What's the opposite of emboldened?
To be...
Careful.
Shy.
Oh.
To be fearful.
What is it, Bindu?
Yeah. To be fearful... Not timid, more hesitant, more emboldened. Yeah, man, this is...
Unboldened.
No.
No, I'm just fucking around,
I know, but...
Yes.
So we can't allow this, man. You know, we can't, bro. Like, hey, man, like, come on, guys. You can't just say you're a king, bro. In a king of... Come on, bro, you know? Yeah. So I think, yeah, that shit needs to nip it in the bud fast.
Nip it in the butt,
our people. But
because, you know, these things
busy with other agendas.
Because...
They're busy firing Clement Manyathela. You know Clement Manyathela?
Oh, from SABC, ne?
Yeah, wow. No, used to be from SABC. Yeah, 702.
Are they firing him from 702?
No. 702, he's still fine.
He's still fine. But I'm just saying from 702.
No, yeah. They're not firing him from 702.
No, yeah. No. It's a SABC.
No. I'm saying Clement Manyathela, I know him from 702.
Yeah, brilliant broadcaster. Yeah.
I
brilliant.
Listen to him on.
So he's got a show, A Face the Nation, a political talk show.
Oh, yes.
Sort of current affairs vibes. Yeah, I think he tweeted... But it's even in the Sunday World, Sunday Times. So they're saying, allegedly, ANC bigwigs were like, nah, he's making our life difficult, asking difficult questions. Yes. Can that show?
Exactly.
And the show is canned. But SABC is saying, no, that's not the reason.
Of course they're going to say that. But we've seen this movie so many times.
Yeah, and the show's doing well. It's one of the best shows. Like, it's pulling in proper numbers for the segment. That's why
we got to say thank you to YouTube, man.
Bro, yeah, and I think Clement must do something in this space, bro.
Yeah.
Because,
independent.
Yep.
On your own terms.
Yep.
Nobody can just call and say, take Ghost Lady off just because she said something that they don't like.
Yes, no one. Yeah, so I think Clement...
You know what happens on radio? Well, I know from radio. Oh, yeah, I don't know about TV. Yeah.
What?
When you say something that someone doesn't like in these public broadcasts...
Oh, yeah.
Get canned quickly.
Get canned, bro.
Yeah.
And then your husband.
Yeah.
This is a politics.
Yes.
Yeah. They pull the show off.
Then you wonder why... What are you doing there, bro, as a broadcaster? Why are you...
News.
Yeah, because you're taught. He's a journalist and a broadcaster.
Yeah.
His job is to probe... Get information and give it to the people.
Yes.
As raw as it is.
So you get fired for your job.
Yeah. For doing his job. Then the whole show is like, canned. So SABC is obviously saying, nah, they reviewed it, the show was becoming expensive, etc. But
bullshit.
But we were like, yo, bro, it's doing a great job.
How can a show like that be expensive? What the fuck?
Yeah, they were saying some other excuses, bro. Mm. So yeah, man.
Shame. It's all ego, man.
Bro, for doing, for being good at his job. Mm. Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. And it's not like, no, we are attacking certain people. Bro, you're the governing party. You will be under a microscope more than anyone. There will be more accountability that is expected, you know, from you guys, because heavy is the head that wears the crown. And if you're running,
scrutiny, that should now push you to, okay, let's do better. Let's fix our shit.
Yes.
Not, oh, okay, let's cut him off.
Yeah, and yeah.
It's, what would you guys say if someone from ANC or whatever called and said, we need to remove Mac from his chair, or else we're going to kidnap your families if you don't? What are you saying, Pinuk?
Hey, man. They're going to... We need to remove you.
Yes.
And
from this chair. From this chair.
Me, I've just gone alive. Hi, I'm Ghost Lady. I got this call.
Yeah,
so
man,
if my family is kidnapped, just know it's because I did not agree.
Oh, you're a real one. So you took long.
No,
you,
man.
You took long. So.
It's a funny example, bro. Come on. You know my nigga. Come on.
No, nah, bro.
Hi, yo, man. Now you're full, man. Nah, come on, bro. You know. Nah, you know my response.
I'm going to ask for how much? What
no,
how much,
man, come on. Nah,
I'm
bro.
Joking.
No, but funny enough, I've never received a call like that.
Yeah.
I
only received one call.
Thank God we're talking about this.
I only received one call, Ghost Lady, an ANC, what was it? Is he a minister or whatever? But he's part of the ANC. He's like, yo, because they were fighting, like, in the party.
Oh, okay.
So there were internal disagreements and internal what frictions.
Yes.
Good news for you.
So
man,
someone called me and said, listen, this is, someone might call you to say this and this about me. Please don't mention it. I'm like, hey, it's a free platform. If they call, chief.
You, when you speak.
Duty calls.
That's it. Duty.
But wait, did you get a call though?
No, I didn't. So I think he was panicking. So I was like confused for the first few minutes. I'm like, what is this guy talking
Who's
about?
This?
But I was like, hey, chief, if they call, I'll answer.
It's a free platform. Freedom of speech. It's a freedom of speech.
So I wish they did.
You wish they called.
Yes. You're saying Pinuk.
Yeah, let me read this.
Yes.
Sad news. Headline. State to regulate podcasts. South Africa's parliament is set to host a high-stakes roundtable on Tuesday, 24th of March, 2026. That's tomorrow. To discuss regulating the nation's booming podcast sector. Thanks to Njaya.
He's mentioned it.
Led by Kusela Sangoni Diko. She's the one who chimed in when we were going through the thing.
Yeah.
And they were sure like, nah, these guys need to be thinged. Yeah. She's one of my favorite MPs. She always speaks sense, except for now. The committee aims to balance public interest protection with the rapid growth of digital creators' economy. As podcasts increasingly influence news and culture, officials are exploring how existing laws apply to on-demand audio, which is podcast. The dialogue involving regulators, legal experts, and platforms will focus on creating a co-regulatory model. Mm-hmm. The goal is to establish accountability. but they removed Clement Shaw because he wanted accountability.
Wow.
The goal is to establish accountability and complaint mechanisms without stifling the innovation and diverse voices currently driving the industry. So that's where we are. And I know there's been a white paper for the longest time, and this is where it's at now, clearly.
Mm.
So there's going to be laws eventually passed by Parliament. Plus, it's worse now. The DA is now eating. Mm. So no one is going to push back. Maybe MK probably, but no one. But they might not all push back because they are all politicians and they all don't want accountability.
Yes.
So all of them might agree and say, actually, yeah, Brabant, yeah, fuck is a podcast. You know, they might all just agree.
Yeah.
Even if they're not under one party.
BCCSA for podcasting.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
But it's fine. We'll just relocate, guys. We'll go to Mauritius.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because they don't have a law like that.
No, no, no. They don't have a law in Mauritius just like that.
No, but okay, wait.
Plus it's...
4 hours away. One flight.
Exactly.
But wait.
Yeah.
Oh, we changed it from podcasting to vodcasting.
Ah, yeah.
They didn't mention vodcasting.
No, there's a void there. Well, when I pin that void. Vodcasting.
Vodcasting.
I wonder what's that going to look like. Because think about it. So, we're South African. We are podcasting. Let's say we're podcasting in a room. Mm. Right, and we're like, we are in
England,
yeah,
but we're here in in Randburg, right? We're here in Randburg.
Okay,
let's say we're in England.
Yeah,
we've uploaded from the England internet with England data.
Yes,
the internet.
Yes.
So you are holding us accountable because we're South Africans, because. Like, I'm trying to...
Oh, we're talking about South African affairs.
Yeah. So, I just want to see, like, how... Because we could say, well, we're not doing a show from South Africa to begin with.
Yeah, no, so essentially how it works,
what's
right?
What's binding us?
So essentially how it works, remember, we work for YouTube, right? Mm. Which is an American company.
Yes.
We just happen to be resided in South Africa.
Yes. Right? Like, we're working remotely.
Yes. So now, YouTube has a responsibility. Remember last week we were reading the terms and conditions of YouTube?
Yes.
To work within that country's... laws.
Yes.
So you see, for example, like in Dubai, you can't get internet. You can't watch porn, in Dubai.
That's damn, I didn't try access porn when I was in Dubai, but finding out now.
You get it? Yeah. So if this bill goes through, then YouTube has no
choice. But to comply.
Yo.
But that's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying, how are they going to know we're recording from South Africa?
They won't know that. I mean, VPN. Obviously, it's tongue-in-cheek what you're saying, right? Or you being for real?
No. What I'm trying to say is, look, if you're on the radio, you're broadcasting from South Africa on terrestrial radio, there's laws, right? What makes us a South African podcast is what I'm asking.
That we shoot from here. So we shoot from Randburg. So for example, right now, if anything were to happen, let's say...
Also VPN.
Yeah, VPN also. I'll get to VPN before I lose my track of thought. So for example, if I were to punch you and physically assault you, when we go to the police station, they ask the address of where it happened. You know, when you open a case for anything, they ask the address. So because our address is South African, we are a South African podcast.
Ah.
And then also, and you can lie.
The company entity is a South African registered.
Yes, and you can lie and say we are from England, but here they'll see with the VPNs, you know, the back end of where you're uploading from, the
IP addresses.
So they'll be able to detect that. But yeah, so that's why I'm saying it's a joke. But if that were to happen, we just have to move to Mauritius.
All right, cool.
To continue what we're doing.
Dope.
Because
we're moving to Dubai. Remember, MultiChoice moved to Dubai. Now look.
God, Dubai is expensive, though.
Yeah. I think they were running away from the tax.
How long do you think we'll survive in Dubai?
They were running away from the... The benefit is you don't pay tax, though. That's the benefit. The benefits of Dubai... Is the tax.
But it's still expensive.
It's expensive.
No, everyone's going there. Even that boxer.
I have 500 rand. How I can't?
That boxer, Anthony Joshua, he's moved
what,
to Dubai.
What, you have 500?
No, you're just a burger.
Oh, McDonald's. McDonald's.
Rio Ferdinand resides in there. So a lot of people
Rio?
In there. Yeah. Full time. Well, a lot of people, bro, because of those tax benefits.
Yeah, the tax benefits. Yeah. Wow. Did you go to the Live Golf?
Nah.
You're not a golf guy.
No, golf guy. Why? What happened?
No, just it was in town. So
I saw Calvin Harris was here.
Yeah, I know you're a fan of him. Because they're doing a different thing because it's a whole like festival. You know, so people even who don't even enjoy golf go. Who don't golf? Yeah, I don't golf.
They got the money, man. It's the Stain City boys, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the Stain City.
Those
Stains boys, yeah.
Anything else that caught your attention before?
Nah, man. I was listening to something. It's quite funny, bro. But it's quite serious as well. on 702. So they were talking about literacy. That kids, like grade one, grade twos, they can't, a lot of grade one, grade twos, grade threes in South Africa can't read. Like, they can't read. So, this guy is an optometrist, understand. Right? And he said, we have a serious problem where a lot of, because schools will refer kids to the optometrist. They're like, abon them down, you know?
Oh.
Get him glasses. But the kid can see. They just can't read. So the guy was talking about testing the kids differently. Because when they get there, they need to identify letters. So they were like, I can't see. I can't make up what it is, but it's an E. You know? It's an L. Take your L. Fuck.
Take your L, dog.
Yeah.
Take your L and go.
So yeah, I found that fascinating. So there's a lot of kids, some kids, not a lot, but some, who are wearing glasses. Because optometrist thought the kid can't see, but the kid can't read.
That's a pandemic.
For real. Bonnie Bill's got a whole promo on 702. So kids are wearing glasses and they can see.
They just can't be.
They just can't read, bro. So I found that to be fascinating, interesting. I came across it. I laughed, bro, on my own in the car.
I want to play you guys a video. There's no topic here. There's no story. I just found it funny, man.
Yeah. So that, yeah, it's like the glasses thing.
Yeah, man. So
the glasses
shots, I'm going to send it to you now. So this is in Durban. This is a guy just casually robbing people there.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah. But I just found it funny, man. Check it out. Mm-hmm. I'm sending it to you shots. Yes, you can please play it there. Yeah, there it is. Check, Benduk. So, he just walked in, man. It's the big guy. Come on, Jan. It's the big guy there. Hold, pause. Can you see him? Big guy at the back there. Yeah. Play.
Come on, Jan. We almost said, come on, Jan.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah, whoops at the car.
Good morning. Over there. When I'm talking about the money, bring the money, the real one. Take it and bring it here. You bullshit, boy. Where's your phone? Bring your phone as well. Bring that money.
So it's at this point he realizes this is all the money this guy has. So he starts going, okay, give me your phone there.
Bring the money. I'm gonna shoot you, eh? Bring the money. Where's the money? There's no money. You, bring money.
He's defeated. He starts asking the people in the store, he's defeated. He's in the walk of shame. He's just like, oh, fuck, what are we doing?
Bro, that's, like, people live in a different world, man. Is this guy aware that if he's going to do time?
Yes.
Like he's gonna lose his freedom and go to prison.
Yeah.
But it's so casual. Because to me, it's like, bro, you look. And he looks very capable of getting a job or doing something to earn something.
Yeah.
Like it's just people, man, think, oh, he's been to jail and he's just not scared or. Like, it's crazy, bro. Like,
what did he say when
it's
he walked
funny,
in?
But it's a serious thing he's doing, and he could have serious consequences.
Hey, guys,
what is this, bro?
Oh, gosh.
Man.
Scary.
Yeah, anyway, before we leave, man.
So, on that note, thank God it's in Durban. Shout out, Mkhwanazi got an extension on his contract.
Because
a lot of people thought he's not going to come back. Because it was ending now in March, end of March 2026.
Nice.
Extension.
Yes.
Man. Which was going to be a bad look, really, like terminating that guy's contract because it's like, okay, not renewing, not terminated, but not renewing it.
It'll be blasphemy.
It's going to be like, So you guys are about to steal it. Oh,
it'll be like Tandeka not winning. Blasphemy.
Yes.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, no.
Before we leave, man, RIP, man. This guy made me want to learn karate, man. Chuck Norris, bro.
Yo, Chuck. RIP, yeah, rest in peace, man. Chuck.
Death be
rest in
proud.
Peace, Chuck.
Him and Jean-Claude Van Damme. Be practicing there.
Yeah, no, rest in peace, Chuck, aww, man.
Chuck Norris.
Rest in peace, Chuck. Rest in peace. Rest in peace also, Temba Msane. There's a guy, man. The guy who stayed in my house when I was on Big Brother.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, passed away.
No
like
way.
Yesterday.
Can he
he came to the party. He was at the party at a Propaganda, but he's not famous. He's not a famous guy.
Temba surname?
Msane. M-S-A-N-E, shame, man. Hey, Temba, bro. Now, you're not going to see him. He's not famous. He's not. Now, that's not him.
Oh, that's the he's not Temba.
There, yeah. And funny enough, I was playing in Rockefeller. So it just shows me a lot of love these days. I was at Rockefeller last week and he pulled through. So it's Temba from White City. Ah, man.
Bro, I used to enjoy playing in Soweto, man.
Those things, blood is like. That looks like Temba. So that looks like Temba. No, that red. Yeah, there's my boy, man. Fucking hell. That's him, bro.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah, that's Temba, bro. Funny enough, I hadn't seen him in a while. And when we were doing the 1 million concert, 1 million in thing, he was working there. That's with Striped Horse. Oh. That's when I met Temba. Yeah, Temba Msane. Got a stroke. It was an instant death, bro. Like, yeah, man, that's Temba, yeah.
Don't you enjoy playing in Soweto, dog? I used to love it there, man.
I love playing in Soweto. I'm playing called Rough Dance.
Number,
next week, Rough Dance. Rough Dance is the ultimate shy number of the shy numbers.
Yeah.
It's me, Sean 101, Angelic, and all of them.
Champions
there.
League.
It's the Champions League, Baba, of piano. Rough Dance. I'm there next week in Soweto. 28th March.
Okay, see, if you play commercially, look at you like, oh.
Oh, you can't come here and play. Conga, Jamal. Boom, 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 boom. Conga, Jamal. Conga, Jamal. Ah, what's up, man? What's you? What's up, man? Yeah, shout number. I love it, bro. I played a 2-hour set at this whole thing. Bro, standard sets must be 2 hours, man.
You see,
standard sets must be 2 hours.
I was fighting
bro.
For that. Alone.
Nah, bro. That's why young man's about to
choose to
play Wapela Ingova on Big Brother.
I got the names wrong. I wasn't talking about Dlala Tukzin, it was Tugzin, sorry.
Oh, it was Tugzin 3-step.
I got them wrong.
Tugzin is one of my favorite DJs, actually. Dlala Tukzin is an incredible
fucking
DJ.
Amazing.
I was shocked about to play Louis Nama.
No. It was Tugzin, sorry.
Yeah, I was hiding on one number. What was Tugzin? 3-step God. Okay. No, that's unfortunate. But 2 hours, bro, it's beautiful, man. Like,
thank you. You're coming to
play 2 hours. you leave people feeling like they went through something.
Yes, it's a journey.
Yeah,
a marathon. This
like,
thing.
Yeah, like you know, 1 hour sets are like they can be very impressive, you know, like and enjoy them. But 2 hours, man, because it's like.
No, 1 hour is a
quick. I know that
quick in the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm like, oh fuck, time is almost up. Let me rock hard now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but 2 hours, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a story, man. It's
ooh, bro.
I was saying the one place I always remember.
Wow.
Playing, and I'll never forget it. I loved it, bro. Mm. Oh, one of my favorite gigs ever was Kuruman.
Frostbite. Shout out to Frostbite.
They know music there, bro.
What a place.
They know music.
What
there.
A
were you
place.
With me? Were you with me? Oh, I was with
what
you,
a so place, bro. I've been there.
I'd come off retirement just to play one. What?
Did the chickens come out?
Eh?
They've got chickens there. Ah, it's Frostbite. Yeah. There's chickens. Like, those chickens. Well, it's groove, no? And they're there, but they're VIP. on, you know, like, yeah, this part of the song. And they'll be chilling there. By the speakers. I swear to God. Yo, let me try and fight. Man, I've got a video. Bro, I've got a video of the tickets.
Chickens.
Chicken. Yes, okay. Here.
Let me see.
Funny.
Let me see, Poison.
You are honest. Hey, please share this video. I want to see.
See, and that's VIP.
Shit, he's not lying.
I'm not lying. Not lying. Guys, I don't lie. Even the cooler thing, people are still sending me pictures of the cooler at 5. Tell me, I'll send you the chickens.
Yo, and no one's bothering them, dog.
No one. And they're there. They're not faced by the sun. They're just there. You know?
I mean, why is it empty when you're playing, my man?
I'm taking the video.
But why is the place empty?
It's raining. I have to see the rain. Man. But I'm chilling. I'm not playing yet. How am I speaking and DJing? Hi. That's what I'm alone. How am I DJing and speaking now at the same time? How?
Anyway. Yeah, you'll put it up. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll put it up, bro.
Podcast and chill. Boom.
Oh, yeah. No. Today it's...
Huh?
Boom.
Bye.